what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on Teton Sports Talk, and that can only mean one thing. Graham and I are going to sit in a room with some guests and talk trash into the microphones.
Tickle your ears.
Tickle your ears, right? I like better.
Caress,
it got a little, I felt like it was forced after a while.
Caressed.
Well, that's what, it was a play on, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's introduce the room here.
Absolutely, I'm ready for it.
I'm your host, Massey Zeman. To my left, Graham Trainer, and we have Arthur and Bobby here in studio.
Arthur does not want his last name disclosed. Bobby does. Bobby Collins. Yeah.
I gave you all some anonymity. Anonymity.
Oh, I got that right in the first time.
Anonymity.
Jim Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm. Anonymity. So Arthur, what's your name? What's your size?
Age, sex, location.
5'6", 140.
He's getting after it.
Ding. Yeah, we're here.
Ding.
We're here.
Where are you from, Arthur?
Originally Columbia, South Carolina, by way of Athens, Georgia.
Ooh, we'll talk about a little something.
That
later.
Was a segue for you, Matt.
I know. We can talk about that game then. Bobby Collins, give us what age, sex, location?
Age, sex, location.
Yeah, yeah.
ASL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can tell, but the listeners can't tell. You know, you got this big fancy beard, but no one can hear.
2017 tax return. Keep going.
All right.
What else?
How old are you,
back
Bobby?
Back in the hole from GA.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny ass little town, Waynesboro.
Who doesn't know Waynesboro? Beautiful town.
Yeah. It is nice.
They're next to Evergreen.
You ever find yourself, give me a shot.
That's right. Bobby's in town. He's our new social media guy.
Yeah, we're excited. We were working out his contract off air. I think we're working out. So it's 3 hours of work a week times four, 12. 12 times. We're trying to make it so a ski pass for 3 hours of work a week for full time 52 weeks of the year.
Yeah. So if you divvy that up,
is that worth it for you?
Yes. Yeah, so give us, well, let me give you another thing here. Maybe it's not a ski pass, but I said also plus
that would
tips.
Be too much to ask.
Well, I mean, a ski pass, not only as in like
but that little information.
A little. I'm on your side here. I'm giving you some benefits. There's some unfinished Wendy's out in the foyer.
I can pull some strings down at the rental shop, get you there, and Pinky G's dishwasher.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I mean, do you really want to leave?
No, I don't.
Bobby, Bobby used to live in the basement.
It was hard to leave the first time.
Bobby,
used to make Bobby live in the basement.
Well,
you say?
I didn't make him live in the basement. Oh. We lived together. He lived in the basement.
Seven people
for like 3 months in the Skid Palace over in Absorica.
Yeah, your girlfriend threw away my leftover cucumber salad.
Who did?
Oh, mine did.
Yeah,
that's an ex girlfriend.
Fiance.
What was she thinking?
Fiance.
Well, no, that was
ex fiance.
We weren't there at the time.
Ex wife.
No, so this is funny. This happened this year to our landlord. I forget her name. Oh, Jennifer. I won't say her last name.
Yeah, careful with the landlords.
she got busted. No, this is a recent thing. She got busted for housing 15 people, Snoking employees in that house. They put, we had seven deep in there.
Yeah, we were seven deep in there.
And they put 15. I was like, where'd you put all those other bodies?
Yeah.
In the summertime, we were averaging probably 8.5. So
I didn't even have a door to my room.
I mean, people had like sheets. Like
a curtain?
It was Skid Villa, dude, but we had a hot tub.
We did. Skid Villa. It attracted a lot of people. Yeah. We had some good parties over there.
Yeah.
We had a good
bet you did.
We had a big garage, too.
Oh, we fit a lot of gear in that garage.
Yeah,
so
we did.
It leaked out onto the lawn a little bit. We had a raft trailer on the lawn.
Sexy.
9 months out of the year, 10 months out of the year.
Chicks flock to raft trailers.
Well, it was actually a two-axle hay trailer, but we put a raft on top of it, so it looked like
cool
a raft
too.
Trailer.
It's like a place to tan in the summertime.
I mean, it was an enormous trailer.
Yeah, I believe it.
Massey, by attracting
Finston
women.
Finston backyard, too, so we put all the dogs back there.
Well, yeah, we had, what,
we released two golden retrievers.
Yeah.
And then there's an interchangeable. No, then we had a lab. At some point, there was like four dogs living there, three of which belonged to the people that lived there, and one just randomly. Yeah. It whatever wasn't the same dog, but it was like the dogs interchanged so much that four dogs basically lived there.
That's like my heaven right there. Dogs interchanging so much in and out of work or your living situation. I don't own a dog. I'm a dog uncle for life.
Oh,
I
think. You think so?
Hey,
I don't know. I don't know if I can have a dog.
You can't.
I got tested to the doctor last week. I don't know if I can have a dog.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How about the dogs you're babysitting right now?
Shooting blanks. What?
How about the dogs you're babysitting right now?
Little turds. Bogey Dash.
What?
Shout out to Bogey Dash.
They're avid listeners.
Cavalier King Charles Spaniels.
The little ones that have long fur and like big bulgy fishball eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. They're hilarious. Those things are hilarious.
They're so entertaining. Butt scooting all day.
Dude. Arthur, do you have a dog?
No dogs. Only dog sitter over here.
Are you, so you can't like train over here? You can't have a dog?
Did you go to the doctor yet?
Did you go to the doctor about it?
Well, I mean, it was just kind of something I figured out over time.
Oh, so trial and error. That's a better way to figure it out.
Or did you get things tied up?
No.
So you can't have one?
Oh. No, it wasn't a personal choice.
It's good. This world is over dog.
Let God do that.
Yeah, this world is over dog populated. There doesn't need any more dogs. Sort of. Maybe.
Sounds like it's over skid populated based off your landlord, ex-landlord.
Well, she was helping the housing crisis.
15 people in one house. I'd rather have 15 dogs.
Oh, guess what the rent was? It was $10,000.
Whoa.
$10,000 a month for 15 people. They're like, what a steal. I live in East Jackson.
Oh, gosh.
You idiots. It was like, seriously, $10,000 a month. That is shit.
You're paying for the zip code there.
Jennifer, I've changed my mind.
The zip code, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Location, location, location. Jennifer, I love you. I think she's awesome.
I thumb my nose at O2.
She thinks the same thing about you, Massey.
I'm sure she hates my guts.
Aw.
We had a falling out after living there for 3 or 4 years.
What'd she do?
She kicked us out.
Yeah. Did she make a pass at you? You said no.
Well, I was young and stupid and
you said I had to have a dog.
Yeah. And I was like, what about my dog?
You broke up with your landlord because of Griff?
No.
Oh.
No.
Like, that's pretty cool, man. You told Griff that when he's older.
Yeah. Hey, Griff boy, get over here. Let me tell you a little story.
You know how you came to be? I stood up for you, bro.
I looked in the paper and I dialed a number.
My rent was $500 and I chose you.
He would just... anyway, I don't even know. We could talk about
sports.
You know
what you want to get to.
We're going to get there.
Let's get to it.
But we've gotten halfway through the first segment without talking about it yet.
Sports or that?
You know.
Both.
That.
That.
The things we talk about with our dogs.
That.
We have a dogs fan in the house. And not only that, he was there.
Yeah.
You went to Atlanta?
I was there.
Ooh. Did you go to the Rose Bowl too?
I did.
Nice.
How was the hype? How was the couple of days before the game?
It was outstanding. Yeah, I mean, very confident. Mm-hmm. Seeing your team play in their home city, in the crown jewel of Atlanta. Atlanta's a great city. Kind of. But there's...
I think the Mercedes-Benz Stadium is like the crown jewel of Atlanta.
I mean, well, look at
it. Looks like a diamond.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a spaceship. It looks like a diamond. Mm. It looks like all these things that...
It's going to look like the James Bond GoldenEye when it actually works,
too.
Oh,
that's pretty good, too. We've talked about that. It looks like remember that origami game you play to dictate your future when you're in middle school?
Yes.
It looks like that from above.
And you have like the...
Back in the 90s, my origami said podcaster.
Back in the good
times, you know that? It was like podcaster. Like, what the hell is that? We never thought about it.
Now you're here.
Now I'm here.
Yeah.
Nice.
So the hype was huge. You know, everybody's very confident you're going to beat a team that is, you know, you're way overmatched against, and you're very confident. Just it's like Georgia sports in a nutshell. You know, you're very confident. You think you're going to do a great job, and then next thing you know, you get let down, and it's like a huge heartbreak. It's like a swift kick.
Right,
the
gonads. I would call it gold. I would say
to the Dick Vitale.
That's
Dick Vitale. Yeah.
Well, okay, so Georgia, it's everything looks good for Georgia. The first half looked good for Georgia, and then Bobby Boucher came in the second half and led the Mud Dogs back to the Bourbon Bowl.
I mean,
who is that guy? He walked in.
What's his
like,
name? Yao?
Tao. And his last name? Do not even ask me. It's like King Takapoko. Dude, he is the man.
How did this happen?
I watched him in garbage time throughout the season, and I was like,
"Who decided to pull that trigger?"
Oh, you know.
Can I tell you a story from the game?
Yes,
of the dark.
Yes.
I mean,
The so dark side. The force, dude.
He
the
showed
force.
That much confidence.
Well, Saban is only a
Lack
Sith Lord.
Lack of confidence in hers, I think.
But Saban is a Sith Lord, and he goes in, and the hologram of Bill Belichick comes into the room, and Bill Belichick actually runs the Crimson Tide. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I like that you're actually like admitting to Alabama is the Patriots of the South. Like we've talked about.
Yeah. I want to hear a story from the game, though. Arthur, a story from the game.
Okay, this may be inappropriate, but so the guy I was going with was sitting in a section, and he was next to a individual who played basketball for Alabama in the late 70s. May have been a guest on this podcast / radio show in the past. But first half occurs. Jalen Hurts does not look very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Second half rolls out. Tua Tagovailoa, I believe is his name. Comes out good. And he is a quarterback in the first series they play. Well, my friends are Dogs fans. They look, they go, who's this guy? I can't believe he's coming out here. Well, Tua Tagovailoa is from Hawaii. And the Alabama basketball player says, "Old pineapple? We've been waiting for pineapple all year."
That's fine.
All right.
Is it? I don't know if it is. It may get me blackballed, but I don't know.
Philly fans used to call Shane Victorino the Flying Hawaiian, their center fielder. Is that
it's
okay?
It's endearing. It's like if it's one, if it's not, there's no such thing as athlete on athlete crime, I don't think.
I don't think so.
If you're an athlete talking about a nickname of somebody else's the athlete, then there's no crime.
That's locker room humor, right?
Yeah, but it's good stuff.
Massey calls me the White Wizard when we're in here, and I don't get mad or offended.
I do. It's weird, but you kind of like make me call you that, which is the weirdest part.
I think you say I just make up facts. But, yeah. Some of that too.
No, telling him there's a wizard. Pure truths. Everything in here is truth. So Teo, I keep saying his name is Teo because I think of
Junior Seau.
Junior Seau.
R.I.P.
Say his whole name again, Arthur.
Tua Tagovailoa.
It's just going to be Tua. That's no chance.
I think
chance.
Tua is way easier.
You can see how much of a bandwagon Massey is. He doesn't even know his own quarterback. No, starting quarterback's name.
I've been watching him in garbage time, and he's this lefty, and he just chunks the ball around when he's up like 40 points. I'm like, man, I can't wait for this guy to develop and get a grasp on the offense. Like, this is a bright future, but for now, Jalen Hurts.
Came so quick.
And then he popped up at halftime.
Very
I was like,
quick.
I was like, oh,
that
that's
third down. The third down.
Oh,
third and 15.
Yeah.
Third and seven.
Disgusting.
That, and he, how do you not tackle that guy? Sorry. I'm having flashbacks. It's like PTSD over here.
This is actually 2 weeks in a row we've had someone who's been in the Rose Bowl and the National Championship. We're doing great on guests, by the way.
Oh, hell yeah, we are. This is a nice. This is my recruitment on accident.
Yeah.
That was good.
This is awesome.
I got texted.
So what was the energy like when Alabama missed that field goal with time expiring?
Papa
shock. Shock would be the one word I'd use.
Really, shock? I called it from Wyoming out here.
It wasn't just a miss. It was a shame.
Oh, God. It was disgusting.
So I mean,
wide tide left.
I mean,
so bad.
Did they time out?
No, they didn't ice him. He knew when he was going to kick it, he knew.
He just got the yips. He had the yips in the first quarter.
I mean, he missed one. Yeah, the first drive of the game. I mean, Jalen Hurts blew two touchdown passes to Calvin Ridley that he could have hit. There was a post, and then there was the fade where Malcolm Parrish blew it. And he could have hit both of those, and then Papanastas came in and absolutely shanked the field goal in the first quarter.
Well, there was a flag on the first one that he shanked.
Yeah, right? Well, no, he made the first one, and then he shanked the second one.
There was a flag.
Yeah.
And he,
well, that's one of those kickers.
He shanked
like
the second one,
like,
and it was still 0-0.
I mean, the place was like this silent.
Yeah.
Really, when he shanked it. Right?
Yeah,
and then you
feel like, as a Georgia fan, it's your year of destiny. You're like, okay, well, you know, you came back from 17 down, right?
Yeah.
In the Rose Bowl, and then you feel like, okay, you shank one at the end of regulation from 20 yards, which is a chip shot. You feel like you're like, all right, we're going to win. And then you sack, what's his name?
Well, hold on. Rodrigo Rexpacks.
Yeah. Dude, that is the most forgotten kick in history.
Was an incredible, incredible kicker.
51 yards after Jake Fromm took an inexplicable sack. Like, how do you take that sack? And he took that one in the first overtime. I don't know. I'm hijacking your show.
No, this is good.
take it over.
Keep going.
Okay, this is my last show.
Okay, Rodrigo Blankenship. I mean, he was a pretty bad kicker his redshirt freshman year, and then he's a redshirt sophomore this year.
He's been
23 or 26. He's killed it on his kicks this year. Drilled a 55-yarder at the end of the first half in the Rose Bowl, which was a gigantic kick to take it from 17 down to 14 down.
Kick.
So that was a huge kick.
Yeah.
And then he drilled this kick in the first overtime of the national championship game after Jake Fromm takes a terrible sack, and he hits it. You're up 51. Alabama's kicker has absolutely, you know,
garbage.
Like Papa poo pooed himself.
Exactly. Papa poo pooed himself all game. Vomited on himself all game.
Yeah.
Right. And so the second play of Alabama's possession in overtime, he takes a gigantic sack to make it what? To make it second and, 26, maybe?
It was 26. I remember
yeah,
it.
And
yeah.
then
you're like,
Tua
yeah.
absolutely looks off the safety, bombs a four verts down the
all
left
over
side.
Parrish.
Yeah, who's number six?
Dude, Parrish was getting picked off.
Parrish.
Picked on all
Malcolm
game.
Parrish was the corner. Dominic Sanders was the safety.
Sanders. No, who was number six who caught the game winner?
Oh, some true freshman.
Devonta
Another
Smith.
True freshman.
Devonta
a true I didn't even know who he was.
I couldn't. I just, yeah. Papacitos.
There were so many true freshmen in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Papacitos became on suicide slash. Save and murder watch after regulation.
It would have been an accident.
I mean,
it would have been an accident.
Well, Belichick would have ordered him.
Yeah, and then a white,
snook.
A black limo would go up and be like, hey, come inside. And then boom.
Yeah,
how many
no
hours
more
of therapy?
No more Papa good poop of spans.
Papa, how many hours of therapy does Papa need after Papa missing those kicks?
Many. It doesn't really matter.
It got cut in half because they won. You got cut in half because they won.
Yeah, I got cut in half. That's a good point.
The amount of therapy.
It was my brother iterated to me that he got cut off at a bar after the second field goal miss. He missed the second field goal.
Oh, they're saying Papacitos did. Oh. He went to a bar at halftime. got cut off and came back to the game.
Yeah, that's probably why I missed that kick.
Yeah, I mean, should he just be Big Papa now? I think that
it might be Big Papa. Poor dude.
Ugh, disgusting poor kick.
Poor I feel dude. Bad. He's a Greek boy.
What also?
Oh,
final
what
point.
Frat is he in,
huh? yeah, I like that.
Ha ha!
Ha! Frat dog joke. What also Kirby Smart didn't do is that he took the ball, what he did do was take the ball out of Jake Fromm's hands, a couple of those wild dogs or wild cats at third and short, which I thought was like, dude, let Jake Fromm be under center. He's been under center all year.
Yeah, no, I think that was a great call. The one thing I will say is at the end of the first half when we were up, what was it, I guess 6-0, McCole Hardman lined up in the wild dog, ran the, you know, the zone read option, faked the handoff to Sony, and we scored on that. So it had worked earlier in the game, but here's the thing about Saban is he is Bill Belichick light, and if you run a play on him once, you cannot run it again. And we ran it on multiple short third downs in the entire second half, and it did not work at all. I don't know. Apparently, I didn't like the call. Sony Michel did not carry the ball at all in the second half.
Yeah, that, Nick what was up with that? Yeah.
That guy
I've read that he was hurt.
Hurt, yeah.
But, I mean, you don't know that. I mean, that was not good to me. I mean,
who was hurt? Yeah. Who was hurt last year in the Clemson-Alabama game that went under the tents?
Bo Scarborough.
Scarborough was, yeah.
But Alabama didn't have much of a run game going.
No, he was dominating him in the first quarter of that game. Like,
I'm talking about this game. Sorry, not Clemson.
I agree.
Game.
Until you put the true freshman, Harrison, Najee Harris, right? I mean, he played. It was all true freshman in the second half. You had Smith catching the touchdown. You had Tagovailoa throwing it all over the place. You had Harris coming in and making a bunch of plays in the running game. Like, I mean, it was all freshmen in the second half, which is a credit to Saban, which, like, I don't know, makes me want to stab myself in my heart to say. But
well, you should, instead of absolutely. Suicide, you should just take it out. You should start hating Saban. Just join the club. There's a long line, goes out the door, up the stairs, people hating Nick Saban.
I don't really hate him. I just want him to, I don't know. All go right, to the so NFL and break
Nick
your
Saban,
heart. I want to go to the Giants and break
all
your
right,
heart.
All right, let me
do you think
that's
for real?
A metaphor.
You think that's for real?
No.
I hope so.
No.
It
no.
is.
Do you think?
Nick Saban is getting paid $11 million a year.
Hey, guys, he took his wife to Macy's on Saks Fifth Avenue today.
All right.
There's a picture of it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. So in New York City.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's looking at apartments.
I better start tracking airline flights.
What you if, know, Odell Beckham Jr., they're boys.
What if he goes to his mansion on Lake Martin? He's going to Auburn.
You can't recruit Odell Beckham to Lake Martin, I don't think.
I bet you Julio Jones tears out Lake Martin with Saban.
Yeah. Saban the coach, Alabama. OBJ, LSU. Ole Miss, Eli. What a hell of a team they have. The SEC Giants up there.
Yeah.
God, I cannot believe Saban signed that contract.
Oh,
even richer than Gruden.
SEC Giant.
Even richer than Gruden. Yeah. Pretty excited about this.
Really,
sports fans, we got to go. That's segment one. There's plenty more to come. But first, the FCC requires us to play a song, so that'll happen first. When we come back, more sports. 89.1 KHOL. Nobody speak, nobody get choked. Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and we are Teton Sports Talk. Let me introduce the room. We had a hot segment last segment.
Piping.
And if you didn't, hear it, download our podcast. We have a podcast. You go to iTunes, search Teton Sports Talk. We're there.
It's worth it. We had 54 likes on our photo last week on Insta.
54?
Insta, yo.
Oh, I forgot. That's a good segue. We have an Instagram account, Teton Sports Talk.
Oh, yeah. That's very good. At. Yeah, with the at sign before. It's what the kids do. The at sign.
Where do you put, what's the at, A with the circle, the half circle, semicircle?
At Teton Sports Talk.
At Teton Sports Talk.
All lowercase.
It's not a semicircle.
It's an A.
You haven't been introduced yet, Bobby. Can you just
let's do it. Let's do that introduction.
I can't work like this.
Yeah, it's so hot in here. I just can't work. We got Bobby and Arthur. How you two doing?
Bobby
How
Arthur. Are you holding?
Bobby Arthur. Right, Bobby and Arthur in studio.
Oh, Bob Arthur over here.
Ooh, that sounds like that's a good sounds name. Like
I know that does sound pretty good.
That person hosts daytime TV. Yeah. Bob Arthur.
Bob Arthur.
This is Bob Arthur Smith on WKOL.
That's right.
Oh, I did for
your local weather. Yeah. We Bob Arthur.
This is Jackson Stevens with news that affects Jackson. That guy's actually real.
Oh, that
real.
Guy.
Yeah. That guy's real. But his name is Jackson Stevens, and he covers news in Jackson.
It's not like you're saying Action Jackson Stevens. Jackson.
Maybe
Jackson.
That's what he should do. He should spice it up. This is also a rival radio personality.
We're being radio caddy now.
Hey, yeah. Jackson Stevens, Action Jackson Stevens, we want you in here.
This is like the Titans players talking poop about Bortles. Like, we're just being a little bit caddy for no
reason.
Yeah,
like the Pittsburgh players talking trash about Tom Brady, but they haven't played Jacksonville yet.
That's correct.
So it's like...
They're worried about that, about old Saxonville. You heard that?
Saxonville, Jacksonville.
That's not
Jackson.
A pun I made up. That's actually something Jacksonville made up as a fan community.
Yeah, Saxonville.
It's very, very clever.
I like it.
Oh, we forgot to mention, so Alabama, co-national champions.
Oh, yeah.
That's sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you're sharing that with?
Central Florida, man.
Yeah, and you remember what I did right before our last pick'em? I dropped Miami for UCF. We tied,
We tied?
So we just go out as a, we go on a double date. We just both pay our own tabs.
I'm not into that. Bummer. That sounds lame. I'm only going if you're paying.
I'm paying. I'm just farting around.
All right. Well, I'm telling you.
Whoa.
So we have a bet. We have this. This is good because
the
listeners should know. So we pick four teams each week. We go back and forth each week. And
you
we,
can keep teams though.
You can keep teams
if you're enjoying what you have.
So we have a draft at the beginning of the season. We pick our four teams and then we interchange them out every single week, and then
makes sense.
Yeah.
And then guess.
No. I'm lost. So lost.
We guess who's going to be in the college football, be the college football champion. And I had Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah.
Ooh, so how about this? All right, I'll make a compromise. You get 2/3 of the tab, and I'll get 1/3 of the tab.
Because I get food, you get booze?
I'm afraid how much.
EB's going to
be. Yeah, EB's going to be. Selby
Queen's going to order the nicest. Chateau Varignon.
Yeah, something French for sure.
Franc.
Selfie Queen.
Oh, God.
Fine taste. She's got fine taste.
I need to move out.
Well,
yeah, you're not getting far.
That's right.
Because I'll find you.
Samesies.
They don't listen. Man venting.
That's
Welcome
great.
Back to man venting.
This is great. White boys talking about their wives on a podcast.
Why do we have to be white?
White people are boring.
Time's up.
Oh man. So here we go. Let's look into the football, college football crystal ball of 2018-2019.
Absolutely. UVA,
Ole Miss,
champions.
Ole Miss is gonna take this.
Ole Miss, I'll tell you what Ole Miss is gonna do.
Ole Miss
they're gonna find some use for that stadium and just have like a fire burning in there and house students
We saved a bunch of money on our
Ole Miss doesn't play at night anymore, they just keep the lights off.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
Matt Luke, come on now.
I think Eli should retire and be coach. What do you think?
Wait,
Saban goes to the Giants, and Ole Miss Eli goes to Ole Miss and coaches.
What do you think about Eli going around there being a what is y'all's mascot? You're supposed to be
really. Let's get into that.
Yeah, okay.
Admiral
Ackbar. That's a great question.
Ole Miss went from a rebel.
I know who my mascot is.
It's a black bear. And then it got turned into Admiral Ackbar, and now they're the Landsharks.
Like the Landshark beer? Jimmy Buffett beer?
No, did they do that when they were like really good at defense with Ken Beachy?
Yeah, when they bought all those players. There's not. See, my problem with Ole Miss is it's okay to cheat, just don't get caught.
Bobby, what was your hand in all that?
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah. Some land sharks, they came and they went.
Huh. And, yeah, they came and they went.
And then
land shark beer selling to miners or just giving to miners.
Yeah. Can you sell a land shark beer? You know what a land shark beer is?
You can't give it away.
Doesn't Jimmy Buffett have some affiliation?
Jimmy Buffett, land shark beer. The Ole Miss Jimmy Buffett land shark beers. That's what they are.
Could you imagine going to a Jimmy Buffett concert? Because all those guys make all their money off retail. And you're like, the only beer available at a Jimmy Buffett concert is my beer. They sell
which is
200 gallons of Jimmy Buffett Landshark beer.
Mm, that sounds good.
And that's the only place anyone buys it.
Yeah. Gosh, the hangover off a Landshark. Think about having a nice, cool sixer of Landshark with a couple of pina coladas right there on top. Oh, my God.
God.
Sounds like a Gulf Shores, Alabama dream.
Yeah. That's there serious, you go. Dude, I can't tell you how many parrot heads are down there at Gulf Shores. Have you ever seen the white sandy beaches of Gulf Shores?
Hell yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to go to Gulf Shores and Destin when I was growing up. That's where you get out of Texas and you go on a big little 12-hour drive. It's a fun time. Family time.
You drove that far to get out of Texas? Is that bad? Is Dallas that bad?
Yeah, I think there's more to this.
East Texas is about 14 hours, and then you have the extra two. Does that make math sense? No, sorry.
Not really, but you just, you like kind of like...
You whiz zoom, through Alabama and
you whiz through
Mississippi,
all those like three states right there.
Yeah. They're just stems, but you know, you got to do that big chunk of East Texas, and it's a pain in the ass.
Chunk, stems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember my dad cussing. He taught me the term, well, this is a loose version of the term, cork soaker. Sitting in the back seat, somebody cut him off on the road. Those sort of things.
Mm.
I learned a lot from my dad on those road trips.
So that's what you call it, cork soaker.
Cork soaker.
Beep, beep. Soaker.
Soaker.
It's not like... It's
no,
indeed.
Hmm.
Hmm. I forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about...
Corsairs.
Corsairs.
You're gazing into the 2018 crystal ball, I think.
The Dallas Cowboys, yeah.
Yes, we were. We're
Dak
not talking
Prescott
about...
still has not won a playoff game.
Ooh, and that means the Cowboys have not won a playoff game since...
Tony Romo.
How many did he win? One?
Two.
Two?
Yeah,
two. Two in a row, or
was that
like
before
two in his
10-year
career?
Against
we call it two.
Yeah, that was the most beautiful
two for
thing.
Tony. That was Tony's. He had the jitters. He had the papacitos. He papacito jitters.
Big papas.
That was his very big papa jitters. That was his inaugural playoff game. Mm. A little jittery.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like, you know, he sounds like Jalen Hurts.
Ooh, a little like Jalen Hurts.
We're getting all heated in here. Yeah, I was about to make. You know, I was about to do this.
I mean, we lost. I mean, I can't.
I was about to make a solid truce where Ole Miss goes undefeated, and they win the Peach Bowl next year.
Okay.
UVA and Georgia play in the national title game, and they tie. So everybody in there is happy. Trying to be a people pleaser, bringing people together. Yeah.
This is the college football.
Let's
that we
calm
live
down.
In today.
Yeah.
Are there actually winners and losers anymore? No.
Orange
We've
slices.
We've gotten away with that. Orange slices, Gatorades, Squeeze-Its. Everyone goes home, plays a little first-person shooter N64.
No. Kids these days, they watch other people play and comment on it. You
is that what?
This? That's what kids do these days.
Yeah. Okay, I heard a good analogy today.
All right.
You play GoldenEye growing up in 64.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Who is very short, dominating in everything he does?
My job.
Okay, you got it. You got that part of it.
Ooh.
Stabs you in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban.
Don't ever think
Nick
he's
going to
beat you. Nick Saban is odd job.
Ooh.
Oh, very nice.
He's like a cheat code.
That was easy.
Because, I mean,
for you.
No, I mean, yeah.
Oh, you figured it out.
I'll just pat myself on the back.
Listeners? Listeners?
Matthew went cross-eyed.
I don't know. You didn't play with Odd. No one played with Odd Job.
No,
I played
with
Odd Job.
Because no one likes Odd Job. Like, no one likes Nick Saban. Sorry.
Who comes out of the SEC next year? Is it Kirby Smart, Nick Saban in Atlanta? Round two?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you. We're talking football now. We're looking into magical.
Oh, that's good. Let's do next year's
don't care
championship games.
Luke,
all right, next year's
conference championship.
Dude, Florida Atlantic, Lane Kiffin.
Oh,
wins it.
When's the whole thing?
No, I mean that's obviously a joke, but right. No, he's gonna be good.
Well,
I had so many good Kiffin, Kirby Smart. What's the drunk guy name? Drunk guy's name? Sarkisian. So many good jokes to bring in it, but Georgia blew it. So they're all lost. I had notes and notes. I was making notes during the game because Georgia was just, whatever.
Yeah, sad.
I can't be as like upset as Arthur, so I'll just shut up.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. So what about next year? Let's not do conference champions. Let's do first because there's a big game.
Oh yeah.
Opening day.
Yeah.
I'm sure Alabama plays somebody big, I'm sure.
New college insider, Arthur.
Yeah. This is where
the biggest game week one is Notre Dame, Michigan. Right? That's huge.
Sure.
That's
they're bringing that back.
That's Midwest football.
Sexy.
So like two terrible fan bases. One will be unhappy and you can be very, happy about that.
That's gonna be really fun. Yeah, I'd love Michigan's just a little taste of success.
Michigan's gonna be good.
Well, they have a little taste.
Do they have a quarterback yet?
Kaepernick.
Harbaugh should get Kaepernick,
dude.
Yeah,
what a call.
God, he's just out there
they
waiting.
Got Christian McCaffrey's younger brother, Dylan. He's on the squad, so he can play. I think you got Wilton Spade again. You got
you got the Ole Miss quarterback just transferred to Michigan.
Yeah, Shea Patterson. Is Bobby, how do you feel about that? He doesn't know.
Bobby's doing some sign language over there.
I think he's gonna sit. I think Shea Patterson's gonna sit out of the year. So you got Wilton Spade, and you got
McCaffrey's done.
Yeah, he's in Michigan, but that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, he's done.
Well, he's going to restart. He's going to reboot his career in Michigan.
It's got to be your bowl.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
yeah, they're going to be good. Rashawn Gary, defensive lineman.
So,
their defense is going to be really good. They're going to be good.
But then there's this sneaky team, FAU. Have you heard about this? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, drop the A and that goes to you.
FAU plays Oklahoma.
Norman, first year game of the year.
Baker Mayfield will be at a Cleveland Brown by then.
That's going to – he's going to hurt bad.
Yeah, who is Oklahoma's quarterback next year?
Kyler Murray. He played
– Kyler?
Yeah, he was good. He played at Texas A&M for a year. He was –
God, another these kids and their free agency. I'm so sick of it. They're so entitled. Where's Easton going to go? Is he going to Virginia?
Washington. This is the report. They say he's going to UW. He's going to sit behind Jake Browning for a year.
It's a new world, Massey. I'm tired of it.
I mean, it's kids making
college
choices.
College football free agency. They tweet and they get to leave.
If you
and they don't get paid.
Yeah, it's free labor. Do the labor where you want. Jacob Eason. And then what?
How many quarterbacks can you trot out?
We stole Florida's quarterback, Matt Carroll.
Ole Miss did?
Or Carroll, whatever, however you want to say it.
Are you saying like Virginia now? Or
no,
with
Ole Miss.
Oh, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is going to hurt. It's going to hurt for a while down there.
Yeah, 100%. Come on, dude.
I think Treadwell could use another year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have they imposed those sanctions yet?
Appreciated.
No, they're...
Coach Freeze.
We'll see. All right.
Really help us out.
The NCAA actually is
corrupt?
Well, yes, but it's struggling because it can't enforce anything anymore. It can't investigate anything anymore.
Why is that?
It's just the trend that's going on. So
really?
They were at UNC for 7 years and found nothing. How are they?
That was bizarre. Well,
that was just ridiculous because they didn't want to enforce anything. That like Georgia was doing the same thing when Jim Donham was there, and they made up all these classes, and we about had to lose our basketball program. But UNC is this big institution,
right? But it's a new thing. So like because of all their BS from earlier years. Here's a theory now is that they've lost control. They can't subpoena anybody. They can't do a lot of different things.
They need to hire Goodell.
Well, they're not ruling with impunity anymore. And the only way that the NCAA can fall is somehow the colleges make up their own basketball tournament. That's all the funding they have is that basketball tournament. They have nothing to do with college football playoffs. NCAA anything on the college football playoffs.
That's true.
So the bowl system and yada, yada, yada has all that money still. So if you get rid of somehow, that's why everyone's always like, you should go to the CBSSportsLine.com NIT tournament at the end of the year because they're trying to chip away at it.
Interesting.
So once they gut their funding that way, then they'll be able to,
I mean, as a UVA basketball fan, I've watched plenty of NIT hours, so I've actually done a lot of damage against NCAA. Didn't even know it.
Yeah, fighting the man.
Yeah.
Should we talk a little hoops?
Let's talk hoops.
Let's talk hoops.
Go down the top 10.
Let's just go down the top 10.
Villanova's one.
You got it right here.
That was a guess.
Villanova is one. West Virginia is two.
Who's only lost this year.
Yes. UVA is right behind West Virginia at number three.
Makes sense.
Number four is Michigan State. Number five, Purdue, and then I'll list it off. Wichita State, Duke, Texas Tech? What are they doing? Oklahoma?
Weird.
Is there anybody in the Big 12 besides Kansas?
Texas Tech and Oklahoma played two nights ago, and Texas Tech lost by one on the road to Oklahoma. Stats.
And then number 10, Xavier.
Xavier!
But let me tell you why UVA...
Massey, you know where Xavier is?
It's in Philadelphia?
Oh,
it's in Chicago?
No. Their rival, their biggest rival is Cincinnati. You know what state Cincinnati's in?
Cincinnati's over there near the near the lakes.
Hey.
Cincinnati.
Which lake there, huh? Oh, hell.
I don't know.
Oh,
Cincinnati's
hell,
in
stumped.
Ohio.
Yeah. Xavier, Ohio. Yeah.
Xavier's in Cincinnati?
No, yeah, it's like near Cincinnati. They're like crosstown rivals. They're like 20 minutes away from each other. It's kind of like, how close are Duke and UNC? It's like that. Without the prestige.
The prestige.
Hugh Jackman versus Bale.
Oh, man, yeah. Duke. I hate Grayson Allen so much. I want a turd bucket. Kyle Guy.
Can I say he's a turd bucket?
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to see Kyle Guy. Anyway.
A breakthrough in turd buckets.
I'm going to have a little spiel about UVA basketball.
Go for it.
We could almost maybe kind of pull it off ... again. Maybe almost kind of, sort of.
Pull it off, get blown out in the second round by Florida, or go to the Elite Eight and actually beat Syracuse.
Elite Eight
like we did
competitive
on
game.
Last night, two nights ago. Last night.
But we need to learn how to... The thing is, I don't think anybody's more tired than UVA after a basketball game. They play so much defense. It's like they wear down that shot clock all the time.
Then why NBA players always bitching about being tired?
They have the number one defense, 53 points allowed a game. They only turn the ball over 9 times a game. That's all number one in the NCAA. That is just taking care of the ball. Their offense, it's slow, but it's efficient. They make their things count, the possessions count, and they always make the other team go into deep into their shot clock. That's how the games are always like 54-48. Not fun basketball to watch. Not up and down.
No, I think,
it's actually more basketball is being played.
Yeah.
Than just the let my better athletes beat your mediocre athletes.
I think a lot of
we have a bunch of mediocre athletes that are well coached. Oh yeah,
absolutely. Well, I was going to say the coach. I think a lot of the players and coaches on the other teams are distracted by the beauty of Tony Bennett.
That's a good point.
Physically,
Tony Bennett is just the George Clooney of college basketball.
Speaking of Nick Chubb.
Wow. Oh, that's a good segue. We had Arthur. You had a good metaphor off air about how Georgia. I feel like being a Georgia Bulldog. This is what prompted it. I said the Georgia football fandom is kind of like being a UVA basketball fan.
And then what we rolled into is when was the last time UVA was competing for a national championship? Granted, you guys compete every year because, like you said, great defense, wonderful coach,
thanks,
awesome program. Yeah, I mean you have a great program. If you're competing for the ACC every year, you have a great basketball program. There's no way around that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, my analogy was like what Ralph Sampson was or is to UVA basketball, Herschel Walker is to UGA football. And you have this like one dominating, wonderful talent that like brought you so much joy in the early 80s, right? Maybe late 70s, early 80s.
He played in my birth year's 84. I remember him being a part of an 84 Final Four team.
So Herschel was a little earlier than Ralph Sampson. But yeah, I mean, same thing. You know, I mean, he's the pride of the program. You know, I mean, people love him and he brought you a natty and then that's...
Well, I never did. That's the one thing he did.
Okay, excuse me. I don't know my UVA basketball well
enough. That's fine, but he came close.
It's all good. Don't rub it in. But
guess who Virginia lost to on their way to the national championship? That Ralph Sampson's like junior year before he went to the draft.
Wait, it was Georgia, and then you had the Phi Slamma Jamma
Chaminade.
Houston team. Oh, no, Chaminade
was the preseason.
We lost to Jimmy V in the NC State Wolfpack.
Oh, that's right.
But so that was the same Final Four that Georgia played Houston. Right? Am I messing this up?
Like,
yeah, it was like Georgia Houston.
Yes, NC State beat Phi Slamma Jamma.
Yeah, no, I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, or Houston beat Georgia?
Georgia.
And we lost to
That was that Final Four, definitely.
NC State.
Have you ever watched the
That's crazy. I didn't know Georgia was in that Final Four.
Yeah, that was pre-Dominique.
Damn.
But yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else? Another good part of that analogy. Samson and Mr. Herschel Walker, who I met at the Peach Bowl one time when Georgia played UVA in 1998. Pat on the back.
Did he break your hand when he shook it?
No,
wait,
close.
Is that the one, with all that they put a Chick-fil-A beanie baby in every single cup holder?
It was the inaugural Chick-fil-A Bowl, Peach Bowl. It was
they put phenomenal. A beanie baby. It was put a beanie baby.
I got a beanie baby.
I was there.
You were too?
I was there.
God, we were all – look at the –
Dude. I'm having
time is a flat
room.
Circle.
College incest.
Time is a flat circle.
Time
in
is flat
with the
circle.
Flow. Out with the flow.
Herschel Walker and Ralph Sampson both weren't as good in the NFL as they were, or pros as they were in college.
Hmm.
You know, never lived up to it.
Oh, yeah. So sad.
Yeah.
But we're
Herschel Walker, great guy though. God,
He could have rushed for more yards than Nick Chubb in that championship game.
Nick Chubb was getting caught.
As is right now.
Sorry. He's getting caught today.
As is.
He looks good on that commercial.
Go back to hoops. I can't take myself away from PTSD. Can't help it.
No, and UVA and Georgia football are like, because they just, they're almost there.
Yeah.
They're one.
We were talking about you're not as successful at the bars with the ladies. You can't close.
Oh, that's right.
They're like the friend you pull for.
Yeah.
You pull for.
You had UVA Georgia football, or excuse me.
The one with the vast glasses and topsiders. The one you pull for from afar at the bar who's not going to get it done. You know.
Yeah. And sometimes
it's you, Graham.
Sometimes it's
I locked that down.
I forgot what I said. Yeah, you root for them from afar. Does UVA basketball actually have any enemies? Does Georgia football have any enemies?
No. We claim enemies because we want to engender adversity. You know, we'd be like, oh, we hate those guys. Yeah. We hate Florida. We hate Tennessee. And same thing with Virginia basketball. It's like, oh, we hate Duke. UNC. We hate UNC. But Duke and UNC really hate each other more than they hate Virginia.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Maryland moved to the Big Ten, unfortunately. So, yeah, UVA's that's like the one that was really a lot of hatred.
Yeah, occasionally you play Virginia Tech and it's like, remember, guys, we like hate you, rednecks. Whoa. And then that was it.
That's like class battle right there, though.
What's that? Yeah, that's classic rivalry because they're at both ends of state. But you do root for them.
The Commonwealth Cup.
Yeah, my friends, they're like, oh yeah, Virginia hoops, like good
they're
job.
They're
like,
cute. Yeah, he's a cute guy. Yeah, he's not getting in my pants, but he's a cute guy. Yeah.
You know, maybe a day date.
Maybe lunch. Maybe lunch.
Coffee.
Lunch equals Sweet 16. No. Or the Peach Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Michelin. Yeah, maybe it's late night, and next thing you know, he gets a bit of the Michelin Tire Bowl. He's buying coffee the next morning.
Yes, just friends forever.
Just friends. Here's the military bowl.
Yeah. You know what?
He's on his way. He's got a second margarita bought. The Mexican food's coming. Oh, they spilled the tamale down the woman's shirt. She goes home. You almost closed in the college for the national title, but the burrito and all the sauces ended up just all over the place.
Yeah.
Margarita in the lap.
Or the wedding ring came out at the last minute, and you're just married to failure.
Ooh.
Ow. Too dark? Sorry. I think part of the reason why... I think
you changed that one quick.
Sorry, that got weird. Subconsciously, not only do I hate Saban, and yeah, sure. I have a lot...
Odd job. You hate odd job.
Yeah, odd job.
It's easy. Hate odd job. Lots of Georgia fans as friends, and... I think subconsciously there was that UVA basketball feeling that I had when Georgia was playing on Monday night. Now that I look back on it, I think Professor Arthur's onto something.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
He has good reasons.
All right, sports fans, we got to go. When we come back, we're talking NFL football. I'm not even sure what we just talked about, but it was brilliant.
It was.
We download our podcast. Good. Go to iTunes. If you missed some of our brilliance, go to iTunes. Download us. Delete it, and then download it again.
Yeah.
We need ratings, people.
It's sweeps week, isn't it?
Something like that. 89.1. Membership KHOL. Drive. Membership drive. 89.1. KHOL.
Live to shoot another day.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and we are rolling here into segment number 3.
Oh,
and
we are
talking the NFL as fast as we can, because there's a lot to cover in the NFL. There's how many is that? Four? There's four games, big slate of games this week.
Who will the Dallas Cowboys draft in May?
Let's introduce the room on the Dallas Cowboys. Notice that's Graham Traynor incessantly talking about the Cowboys. We got Bobby C, we got Arthur C, and we got Massey Z here, and I'm sitting there talking to you right now.
Grammy T.
Oh, Grammy T.
This is a rap group right here.
This is it.
Little T.
Little T.
Little TT.
We're actually...
That's what Selfie Queen calls me.
Little
TT?
Yeah, is that... At what...
Don't worry about
when
it.
When does she call you?
Don't worry about it.
At what context? I just want the context.
Only in the bathroom.
Okay, well, just saying.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start. Where do we want to start? We want to start in the NFC?
Yeah, let's do it.
Tennessee at New England.
That's AFC.
Good job. I'm sorry. It's on the wrong side of
Jim
the paper.
Jim Harbaugh.
It's on the wrong side of the paper. I read it like up and
down. Flip the book upside down. There it is. There's the NFC.
Oh, is it top to bottom, left to right, kind of sort of deal?
Bible.
It's reading.
Let's start with your Atlanta Falcons. Let's start with your Atlanta Falcons at Philly. They're favored because Carson Wentz is out and Nick Foles is in. But Nick Foles has a you know, he's got something up his sleeve or something down his pants.
As long as he has Ertz. As long as he has Ertz.
Ertz is the key to this game.
Yeah.
Do you think Philly can pull this off?
He's the salt of the Ertz.
Fantasy tight end guru Bobby Collins chimes in.
As long as he has Ertz.
All right.
Does Ertz have red hair?
I don't know what Ertz looks like. He does not.
But he's if he's a tight end, he's a overall percentage of tight ends in the
half third legs, like third leg Greg.
Third leg Greg
Olson.
G-Reg. All right, well, let's take it from
G-Reg. Got bounced last week, unfortunately.
I know.
Dude, he was
going
off.
So did the whole Panthers coaching staff.
Yeah. He has
how many yards
foot
did he have?
A lot. He has a bad foot. He hurt his foot.
He's how long has he been in the NFL? He's got a bad everything.
I don't know, man.
Even that third leg hurts. Time.
But do you call G-Reg's bad foot a bad tip?
Ooh.
I think you call it a bad wheel.
Oh,
it's the tip of his leg.
Tip of his leg.
It's a wheel.
But he's like G Reg, so
the third one.
Like, yeah. The third wheel is bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Falcons at Eagles?
Is that Eagles?
Atlanta made Goff look like Goff of 2016.
Where is it in Philadelphia?
It is in Philadelphia because they are the number one seed in the NFC.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Is that the link, yeah?
How cold is it gonna be in Philly?
50. So it's not gonna be anything
really
to help Philly out, yeah, in that regard.
Atlanta's an overreaction team. They beat the Rams. They're overreaction.
Yeah, they made Goff look like 16 Goff last year. And
all Eagles.
Their defense is fast. I mean, they were fast in the first half of the Super Bowl until things slowed down. Another analogy of Georgia
and
Alabama,
the Falcons.
Anyway,
it all comes back together.
I know.
Time is a flat circle.
Hey, Marty. Marty, you see that woman over there? She's dead.
You know what's better?
Rust, I swear to God, if you say that one more time.
All right, well, here's a quote for you. What's better than a crawfish dinner?
Crawfish supper?
5 crawfish dinners. That's another Waterboy's quote. We opened up the whole...
Oh, we're doing True Detective Waterboy?
We're doing analysis? Time is a full circle. Time is a circle. We talked about the Waterboy in segment one, which begs that we have a podcast. You should download it.
I'm glad we were.
So Matt Ryan looked good last week.
Matt Ryan did look good last week.
I like the Falcons on the road, and I think they should be favored because of the quarterback situation on the other side of the field.
I'll take Falcons by...
A deuce.
Yeah, maybe 3.
Sure.
Georgia boys, what do you feel about
three
it?
Three
Eagles
push,
by a touchdown.
Ooh!
Are you kidding me? Okay, have you ever, like, Nick Foles, you can name the quarterback?
Yeah.
Here's my thing, is they're an overreaction team. Like, you saw them beat the Rams. They played on the road across the country the week before, right? They're not as good as you think they are.
Okay.
But the Rams are coached by somebody who's my age. I mean, Sean McVay's 30 years old. He blew it in his first playoff game. I think the Eagles bounce back.
All right.
Nick Foles.
Yeah. Well, so do you think it's a disadvantage to travel all the way to L.A. and then try to come back and play a game on East Coast time?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think so?
Yeah.
Disagree. What are you pointing at?
Because Kirby Smart had to do that.
I know, and he didn't lost. Have time. He would have won if he was Kirby playing in the...
No, Saban, Saban was the one making excuses for the game.
Did you see?
He lost.
Did you hear Kirby? Any soundbites from Kirby Smart? He said, yeah, it's been tough on a short week. He called it a short week.
Who did?
Kirby Smart.
Saban did.
Kirby Smart and Nick Saban did.
I think Kirby said it to make fun of Oddjob. That's my... Yeah, I think he did. He said it after being a smartass.
That's besides the point. All right,
let's
get back to what's...
Yeah, so
Bobby C, you didn't make a pick.
Yeah. Make a pick, Bobby C.
Bulls, Nick Foles.
All right,
the Bulls, Chicago Bulls, Nick Foles. Okay, Chicago Bulls.
All right. As long as he has Ertz.
Ertz. Saints at Vikings. This is probably the most intriguing matchup.
Really?
Because they're two. Because to me.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I
guess
I feel
you're right.
Like, everybody's like Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's gonna. Anyway, we'll get to that.
Jacksonville, they beat Pittsburgh this year.
Saints Vikings.
All right. Vikings have a chance to go and play in the Super Bowl as a home team, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But Case Keenum would have to be the quarterback that would be hosting or be playing for that Super Bowl team.
Does Case Keenum win his starting job back this week again?
Ooh, it's tough.
Does he start
I like
again?
Both road teams in NFC. I like it all. NFC South, NFC title game. I'm going to stick with the Saints Steelers that I had before it started. Saints Falcons, NFC title game. So Saints on the road. I think they're both going to be close. I think both NFC games will be close. Both AFC games, which we'll get to. That's a teaser.
Ooh, nice tease.
Don't show your whole hand.
That means you should keep listening. Saints and Vikings over over to you guys. What do you think? Drew Brees, Case Keenum, who's got the edge?
Yeah, you can't pick the inferior quarterback. Case Keenum is not as good as
Drew Brees, baby. Yeah.
And Sean Payton at the handlebar was a phenomenal tipper, so I'm going to take that
time. Good for you, Sean.
A little insider. That makes me like him even more.
Yeah, well, he goes, don't let me see the bottom of the Stella glass when I was waiting tables on him.
Sean.
Me, man.
Dude, pretty sure he's
a fan of the show.
Yeah, love Sean maybe. Payton.
Saints all the way.
Yeah.
They have
the NFC pick.
I think NFC the Saints have a good enough defense to offset the Vikings' elite/maybe best defense. And yes, the quarterback battle is won on the Saints side.
All right.
It's going to be a Breeze.
Oh, man. Yeah. Dude, it's always late in the podcast when you start doing puns, dude. Blow your mind. Let's do Tennessee at New England. Mariota versus Brady. Tennessee won a game in Kansas City. How would you describe that game in Kansas City? Slow?
Blah. Poorly officiated and
poorly coached. That official
Alex Smith, Pat Mahomes.
That official, I forget his name, got reinstated as a send-off gift.
I know.
And he blew it.
Yeah, they reinstated him in the Georgia-Alabama game to miss all those damn calls.
There we go.
All right, hold on. I have all those written down too.
That was
Arthur.
Terrible.
Keep the anger going.
Please.
Sorry. Enough. Sorry.
There was a touchdown that didn't get called back. Same.
The winner, the overtime one?
Yeah. That's all you got? That's all you got?
No, and they missed two face masks. I didn't tell you when. I went back and watched the tape.
Wait, are you talking Kansas City?
Let's talk Kansas City. Let's talk Tennessee. Tennessee and New England. Tennessee at New England. I think
20-point game.
I think New England beats the brakes off of Tennessee.
It's a 13.5-point spread with the wise guys.
That's
why. I took a 14.5-point spread against Tennessee Titan fan/friend. That's a $40 bet with a $10 eBay bet. So it means you're paying $40 on Venmo. You buy a $10 present on eBay.
Ooh,
that's what a man bets.
A $10 you get to use at your discretion.
Yeah. Like I picked Kansas City last week and I bought him Tennessee Titans fuzzy dice for his car and paid him $40 on Venmo.
Ooh, I like that.
This is the new,
you get to choose it.
It's a new era. Like yeah, it's a new era.
That
new
is
age
a
of betting.
Great way to bet.
Yeah. Or just $20 eBay bet, just $20 surprise present that comes. It's almost more fun to lose.
So you're like, if you go to someone else, say I have a $20 eBay bet with you,
mm-hmm.
you get to, if you lose, you choose the $20 how mm-hmm. it's spent.
Yeah, you can do like
that
two koozies and some two koozies and some dice or some truck balls.
Does Amazon deliver beer yet in cities?
I don't
think so.
Are they there yet?
That's
they
tough. Deliver. IDs, whole deal.
Well, they have that contract with the USPS probably not.
Amazon well, USPS is probably the biggest drug carrier in the United States. That's FedEx and UPS. So, what's wrong with beer?
No, it's not you, but you can't.
Regulation.
I've been in a long line at USPS and had a Corona box, and they were like, nope, no beer box. I was like, you can tape it up or you can go get another box. And I was like, oh, get another box.
I'll just get another box. Don't mind the clanking or the beer dripping. All right, anybody else for New England? What do you think, Bobby? Tennessee at New England. Now that we jump from the subject of groceries to grocery delivery to
underdog.
I'll chime in. I think Marcus Mariota is Jake Locker with better PR. New England beats the brakes off him.
Jake Locker with better PR.
That's three breaks.
There's done.
Come on, Bobby. Underdog story. Go for it.
Go for the Titans.
I'm agreeing with Arthur.
Remember what movie?
Remember the?
Yeah, remember the Denzel Washington's the coach?
There's a blank.
Remember the Titans?
He wants the Titans.
There
awesome.
It is. Well good. Done. Perfect. Balls. Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Jacksonville had a 5 interception day. Ben Roethlisberger had a confidence issue after the game. And then they play again. They meet again.
Oh, that was that like maybe I should hang it up?
He was like, I don't have it anymore. Shut up, Ben. Go out there with the ball. Ben.
Go hang out in Statesboro.
You big, exactly. Put on your boot and limp around Statesboro.
Yeah. Quit.
That's in Georgia.
Cornering girls in bathrooms at bars.
This is,
yeah.
Full circle, dude.
Full flat circle.
I lost myself. So I don't think this game is even
close.
Ben
keeps getting older and I stay the same age.
That's right.
Do you think it's actually
going to be close? Ballspicker? What's the spread on this?
I think this is 21-13 and New England, Tennessee is like 31-10. Yes, I think it's closer. I think it's a little closer. I think Jacksonville's defense is top five level, maybe top four. So yeah, no, I think they'll hang.
I think I think Jacksonville won't get in the end. They may not get in the end zone.
Bortles service will. He'll do a little bit of. He's kind of like playing the manager, the team manager, whatever they call. What do they call quarterback?
GM?
Game manager.
Game manager. He's going to play the game manager, and they'll run the ball decently successful. Yeah, 21-13.
They say it's 6.5 is what the wise guys say.
I would. Oh, man.
Jacksonville scored one touchdown at home
against
the
Pittsburgh.
Bills.
Yeah, well, I'm still taking Pittsburgh. That's 8 points right there. Yeah. I'm taking the spread. But I think it'd be close.
Jacksonville is Tennessee with better PR.
There you go.
Well, they have the name Saxonville.
Saxonville.
Which is the best nickname for a city ever because they get so many sacks when they tackle the quarterback.
I thought you were talking like the instrument. I thought they were very smooth.
Oh, like smooth, like jazz. Jazzonville.
Jazzonville. We're going to Utah now.
That's right. Oh, we have some mild success. We're selling this team right there down the road.
Yeah.
Where are we going to? I think Jacksonville gets smoked, dude.
Oh, dude.
I think it's Pittsburgh, New England, Saints, Philly.
That's Bortles service.
Yeah.
Oh, Bortles.
Yeah.
Bortles is the man. I like Blake Bortles. Why does everybody hate Blake
Bortles?
You
know why? National champion Blake Bortles, UCF quarterback.
Oh, that's right.
He's not going anywhere.
Alum of the national title half holders.
Yeah. UCF Knights.
Well said.
Do they? Wait, USF was Blake Bortles.
UCF Knights. USF Bulls.
Your 2018 national champion. Co-national champion. Yeah. UCF,
no,
Blake Bortles.
Just national champion.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right.
They just claimed it. Yeah. They paid their people.
Which was national awesome. Champion. Go ahead, bonus. Do it.
Yeah,
keep those coaches around.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Just spend all that money.
Yeah, why?
Hey, if
why
you're not? National champions, we're going to do a bunch of money.
Once Saban leaves for the Giants and all the sanctions come down on Alabama, UCF will be the only.
Of course.
That makes sense.
That's the only way it's going to fall out. If Nick Saban has like a bunch of sweatshops or something.
I bet he does.
just sewing footballs together.
I think he's sending hurts to one of them right now.
Ooh, that hurts.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Puns late in the broadcast.
So it is late.
Speaking of late, got one thing for you.
Okay.
You didn't even ask what this was.
It was a pizza. I thought it was an empty pizza box.
A pizza. No,
it's
pizza. I owed you a present.
You owed me a present? What is this for?
You gave me those.
You
gave me the
Jaeger bombs.
Jaeger bomb kit.
Oh, these are giver gloves. Dude, I'm like a super local dude now.
Massey's gave me that. You didn't spend any money on these. Look.
No, I just like.
I spent money on my present.
They even have my name branded.
Yeah.
Dude, sick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there we go. Up top.
Dude, my skis level is great.
That's your Teton Sports Talk Chris's bonus.
See, Bobby, this is what we're talking about here. You stick around long enough.
Value.
After 2 years, you get a pair
develop
of gloves.
Develop value in the company.
I mean, this glove 1 year and this glove the next.
They finally
their
initial, you have to they make still it like have that. The price tag on them.
Oh, well, sneak a peek.
Oh, yeah. That's a free 90. That's
free 99
right
there.
There's
also a,
you put your signature on there.
There's also a Venmo request for $100 pending.
Sports fans, we have a podcast, and we are out of time. We'd like to thank our guests, Bobby C., Arthur C.,
Grammy T, Little TT,
and Massey Z. We had a great roundtable discussion. Full circle here, guys. Really rolled with it. It was really good.
Yes, it was an awesome. It was a good. What we said last week was more or like we had that arranged. This was a nice like kind of like crash and dominate. You guys killed it this week. It was
a
fun.
Plus.
I'm glad we
a
did.
Plus.
Yeah, I felt like I was there. I felt like I was at the national championship game, which is upsetting, but also it was nice to hear firsthand.
It was.
Yes. Hey, well, thank you for having us. That's how I feel.
Moose Hockey played the New York St. Nicks this weekend.
Go.
They swept Colorado last week.
Yeah. It is impossible not to have fun at a Moose Hockey game. Mm-mm. It is
Friday
absolutely
and Saturday,
impossible.
Right?
Especially when you're rolling.
You see me rolling.
With the
they see me rolling. They
sports.
Rolling and trying to kiss me riding dirty.
Kiss me riding dirty.
Turn and catch me riding nerdy.
All right, 89.1 KHOL.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling, they trying to catch me riding dirty. Try 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 to catch me riding dirty. Music's so loud, I'm swinging. They hoping that they gon' catch me riding dirty. Try to catch me riding dirty. Try to catch me riding dirty. Try to catch me riding dirty.